You are listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast, a podcast for Shopify store owners that brings you concrete examples on how to build and grow your e-commerce business. My name is Scott Austin, and I have an e-commerce agency named Jade Puma. In this podcast, I'll share my e-commerce insights and best practices with you. Hello, Scott Austin here. In this episode, I'm going to explain to you how to find good help for your Shopify business. Not employees, but consultants. My reason for this topic for this episode is that my clients frequently reach out to me about an email they got from a consultant that made big, bold claims. My client asked me if it's legit. And basically, if you have to ask if it's legit, it's usually not. So before I explain how to find good consultants out there, I'm first going to explain how the Shopify ecosystem is a bit like the lawless Wild West, and I'm going to arm you with some knowledge of how it works. Shopify is a vast ecosystem. There's now over 1 million stores and billions of dollars of revenue flowing through the platform. And with all of those stores, there's an army of consultants out there to help you build and grow your business. And as with any ecosystem with billions of dollars at stake, there are some bad apples out there. Or maybe a more polite way to put it is that there's consultants out there who provide a low quality of service. And as I think about it, both those are true. The plain bad consultants who are just trying to get as much money out of you as possible. And there are also the poor quality consultants who don't have the skills, experience, or desire that your business deserves. The consequences of a low quality consultant can include, number one, getting bad advice. In many situations, there are multiple ways to solve a problem. And more than one of those ways can be fine. But some ways are just plain bad or wrong. So a low-quality consultant is going to provide poor advice and lead you in the wrong direction. Number two, focusing on the wrong things. Following bad advice can have you focusing on the wrong parts of your business, which can end up wasting a lot of your time. For example, I've had clients that have spent a lot of time on influencers based on a consultant's advice, only to have that effort bear no results. Number three, wasting money. It's easy to spend a lot of money on your business that bears no financial return. I've had many clients who have told me that they had consultants waste thousands and thousands of dollars on ads with little or no sales revenue in return. The same is true with SEO. It's easy to go bankrupt when spending money that doesn't generate profit. I've even seen stores go out of business as a result of following bad consultants. And here's the thing, there's no shortage of poor quality consultants out there. And they are using aggressive marketing tactics to find you. So let's start with how they find you. I like to bucketize the techniques as push and pull. In the push bucket, they are sending you emails or trying to contact you in other ways. And almost every Shopify store is getting these cold emails every week. In fact, I got one while making this podcast. Common emails include promises to improve your SEO to get you to the top of Google search results, promises to get you traffic from Facebook, Pinterest, or other social platform, promises to boost sales with affordable ads, and even more types of promises. Now you may wonder, how did they find you? In most cases, they are finding you by buying a list or by scraping your website. What's scraping, you ask? Well, scraping is a very common practice on the internet. It is when automated software goes out on the internet and crawls websites and pulls information out of the site's HTML. It's very easy for a scraping app to see that a store is a Shopify store and a lot of other information about the technologies that the store uses. So a scraper can easily pull together a list of websites that meet certain criteria. For example, it could create a list of Shopify stores in the US that do not have user reviews, or any other variables that you can think of. And the list can include contact information that is available on the website. Want to see this scraping activity in your store? Go into your Shopify analytics and look at the sessions by location report for the last 90 days. You'll probably see a bunch of sessions from countries that you are not doing business in. Not all of that traffic is web scraping, but a bunch of it is. I'm not saying that this is a problem. In some cases, it can be a good thing, and regardless, it's part of how the internet operates today. So there's plenty of scraping going on out there, and that means that anyone can buy lists for just about anything. This scraping and list are a big part of how these poor quality consultants find you. Then they reach out either through email or your contact us form. If they're using email, it probably goes to your spam folder, which is why many of them will use your contact us form. Now, the other bucket that these poor quality contractors are using to get your attention is the pull method. They are doing content marketing in order to ensure that you find them while you are researching Shopify and e-commerce on the web. To see an example, go to YouTube and search for Million Dollar Shopify Store, and you'll see lots of the content that I'm talking about. And this content exists on more than YouTube. Whether these consultants are reaching out to you, or if you are coming across their content on the web, here are some signs to look out for to help you determine if they are of poor quality. Number one, for blind emails to you, be wary of generic emails that don't say anything about your business. That's a sure sign the same email is being sent to thousands of stores. Number two, be wary of anyone that promises you can get rich quick. Today, many aspects of e-commerce are much easier than they were in the past, but building a business is still a lot of hard work. If it was really that easy to build a million-dollar store, then these consultants would be spending their time running stores instead of telling you how to do it. Number three, I highly recommend that you do not let a company that provides one service, say SEO or ads or influencers or whatever, do not let a company that provides only one service sell you on that service. That's not to say you should not use a dedicated SEO firm or a dedicated ads agency. What I'm saying is that you should decide that your business needs that service independent of the consultant's advice. It's the old adage of if you have a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. If you go to an SEO firm on how to build your business, you can bet that the only thing they're going to advise is that you do SEO. Number four, be very wary of dishonesty. Consultants who actually aren't in the location they say they are, or haven't worked on the sites they claim to have, or don't have the experience they claim to have. Number five, avoid consultants who are not transparent about their methods. If they are promising traffic and sales, they should be real clear on how these goals will be measured and the steps they'll take to get there. Number six, be careful of the consultant that espouses a best practice like it's the gospel. It's a sign that they don't adjust their advice to match the specific circumstances of your business. One common example of this that I see is the consultant whose answer to improving conversion is only adding trust badges to the product page or cart. While building trust is an important step to improving conversion, there's far more to it than just trust badges. In fact, in my Establishing Trust in Your Shopify Store podcast episode that I did in the past, I covered 20 ways to improve trust in your store. Number seven, I'm very put off by what I consider cheesy antics, like someone leaning on a $200,000 car in their video, or overly excited or overly dramatic expressions. But that could just be a generational thing. Number eight, also be careful of people who focus on revenue. A better metric of success is profit. I've had too many clients that had their Facebook ad agency do a great job at increasing revenue, but they did it by overspending on customer acquisition and the client lost money. So enough of the bad. Let's talk about the good consultants. And the first thing is that there are tons of good Shopify consultants out there, even great Shopify consultants. They're in just about every city and country in the world. So you should be able to find good ones to help build your business. So how do you find a good one? Other than contacting me, there are several ways. And no one way is the best. As with anything, the path you take will be dependent on your business situation. But here are some ways to find good consultants. Number one, see who your friends or admired stores are using. Getting referrals from people you trust is always a good method. Number two, see who the experts in a given topic are. Do a web search for a specific topic and see what companies show up in the results. Number three, of course, this one's a bit self-serving, but see what companies are creating the best advice content for e-commerce. This is one of the reasons why I do this podcast, so that you, the listener, can learn about me and reach out to me so that we can work together if you see a potential fit. Number 4, do a web search for Shopify Expert and your location, or the area you're interested in. For example, do a search for a Shopify Expert in San Diego, or do a search for Magento to Shopify Expert. Any good agency is going to have a website that details out the services that they provide, and maybe even a detailed portfolio. So a web search can help you find them. Now, usually with searches that have the term Shopify in them, the top results will all be Shopify sites, as in Shopify Corporate. So for these searches, you'll find the consultants on page 2 or 3. Number 5, look on the Shopify Experts website. Now I'm going to focus on Shopify Experts and Shopify Partners for a bit, so that you understand these programs. Shopify Partners is a great program run by Shopify that gives agencies like mine some tools to help me in supporting your stores. Those tools include collaborator accounts, which give me access to your store admin without taking one of your valuable staff accounts. Your store can have unlimited collaborator accounts, but your staff accounts are limited by the Shopify plan that you are on. I can also create free developer stores, which are useful in testing and prototyping before making changes to your live revenue-generating store. Any agency that is going to touch your website should already be a Shopify partner because creating an account is very simple. And if they haven't already done so, it's a good sign that they are not that knowledgeable on Shopify. The other program is Shopify Experts. Companies have to go through an approval process with Shopify to become an expert. They have to have worked on a certain number of Shopify stores in specific areas to get into the program. So Shopify Expert is a step above a Shopify partner. And all Shopify experts are also Shopify partners. Shopify experts can be listed in the Shopify Expert site that you can browse through. In 2019, the Shopify Expert site received a complete overhaul, and now you can look at and engage experts for very specific tasks. But for the consultant, there are some downsides to jobs that come through Shopify Experts. The quality of these leads is pretty poor. Many of the stores are shotgunning their needs out to as many experts as they can, and some stores aren't very serious about the projects they list on the site. So many of the top agencies don't list themselves on the site or just list themselves for the most expensive projects. And a successful agency will deprioritize the leads coming from experts, as some of it is just noise, and they're getting better quality leads from other sources. So let's say you've identified some consultants that you were interested in working with. Here's some best practices to follow to help pick the right one for you. Number 1, have a phone call with your prospective consultants. A big project is going to require a lot of coordination and things always won't go smoothly. So you're going to want a company that you are comfortable with and feel like you can collaborate with. Number 2, share your numbers. The more a consultant knows about your business, the better they can help you. Number 3, a good consultant is going to be proactive and make many recommendations on how to improve your business. If you are screening a consultant and they don't ask any questions, nor do they make any suggestions, find another consultant. Number 4, start small and build on successful initiatives. Break things down into manageable projects and tackle the projects one at a time. Here's an example. Let's say you're interested in SEO. The first project should be a short-term one, where metrics are put into place and an evaluation is done on how much SEO can move the needle for your store. Then the second project would build on the results of the first project. Breaking projects up has these benefits. A, you get to build rapport and trust with the consultant over time. It also allows you to easily exit the relationship if it's not the right fit. B, results and learnings from earlier projects will make you more informed to make better decisions on later projects. Number 5, a good consultant is going to be clear on what services they provide and what services they don't provide. For example, I do site migrations, site builds, redesigns, and feature enhancements. I don't do advertising or social. I can help a store get smart about SEO, but I won't do the ongoing monthly SEO work. Ask your consultant what they do and what they don't do. Number 6, a good consultant is going to have a website and a company email address. They'll have their portfolio or case studies on their website. You should be looking at the quality of the work and seeing if they have the experience in the same areas that you have a need for. In my portfolio, I try to create a walkthrough video of each project so that you can see in detail what I have done. Number 7, don't be afraid to ask for past clients that you can call for a recommendation. Number 8, is this consultant a generalist or a specialist? Depending on your needs, you may need one over the other. For example, if you are looking at building a new Shopify store, you probably want an agency that only works on Shopify and not other platforms like WooCommerce, BigCommerce, or Magento. That way, you'll get as much Shopify knowledge as you can working with a Shopify-only consultant. Number 9, make sure that the consultant is running a legit, full-time business. That means they'll have contracts, 1099s, etc., and they'll give your business the time and effort it deserves. And they will be more likely to still be around down the road when you need them again. Number 10, good consultants are busy, so you may have to wait a bit. Ask them how many projects they currently have and when they will be able to start on your business. So in summary, there's an entire army of consultants out there that can help you build and grow your Shopify business. There are many good ones, but there are also ones of poor quality and even downright bad apples. There are plenty of ways to identify the good and the bad. In the end, you'll find the best ones by doing a little research and reaching out to them. Evaluate them for their fit with the needs of the business and also make sure that you can get along. I hope this was helpful information. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast with Scott Austin. This podcast is brought to you by Jade Puma, a full-service agency focused on Shopify. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to scott@jadepuma.com.